Welcome back, everyone, to the shit show of flooding basement. I'm going to show you the progress that we have gotten done today. This whole room here is the laundry room. All of the tile is up. This is the shop area. And this is how much tile we have gotten up so far. It is peeling off, but there are some where it's underneath stuff that's harder for us to get to. But this is what we're working with at this moment. I would also like to share that the insurance is not going to be covering any of the damages. Not a single thing. So, with this flood, we ended up losing our hot water heater, our furnace, washer and dryer, the floor, and yeah, pretty much everything except for some tools and some cabinetry, but I don't know, like, we're gonna have to air it out. I don't know what the fuck we're gonna do, dude. Like, this is a whole other level of feeling defeated. Why the fuck do we pay insurance for them to not fucking do a goddamn thing? Like, I'm sorry for swearing so much, but we are livid. We have to find a way to come up with a new furnace, a new hot water heater, a new washer and dryer. I need the washer and dryers, not only for our clothes, but because I wash my rags for my cleaning business. So now I need to take my shit to the dry cleaners and spend money that we should be saving to buy fucking appliances. We are going to be taking showers at Jeremy's parents' house until further notice. Thankfully, they are 7 minutes down the road. We need to figure out where we're gonna get a furnace from and a hot water heater before winter. That is coming up. It is right around the fucking corner. It is almost the end. I mean, it's the middle of August, but with how this weather, the weather and climate change and everything that's been going on, fall is right around the corner. So is winter. So yeah, we need to figure something out, because our emergency fund isn't gonna put a fucking dent in this shit. Fuck me, dude.